are listening to the sermon podcast of Covenant Presbyterian Church. We are a community in Madison, Wisconsin, who gathers to worship, to learn, to serve, and to grow together in God's love. Please visit us online at www.covenantmadison.org, where you can find information about Covenant Ministries, as well as links to our online worship services and sermon podcasts.
Listen to the word of God, as given to us from the prophet Isaiah, from Isaiah chapter 41, verses 6 through 10. Each one helps the other, saying to one another, "Take courage." The artisan encourages the goldsmith, and the one who smooths with the hammer encourages the one who strikes the anvil, saying of the soldering, "It is good." And they fasten it with nails so that it cannot be moved. But you, Israel, my servant, Jacob, whom I have chosen, the offspring of Abraham, my friend, you whom I took from the ends of the earth and called from its farthest corners, saying to you, "You are my servant. I have chosen you and not cast you off. Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be afraid, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my victorious right hand." This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. So this Sunday is Caregiver Sunday, which is a yearly celebration of those who are doing the holy work of caring for loved ones. This is a Sunday in which we take the time to recognize the gifts and burdens of being a caregiver. The work of caregiving is a daily and ongoing task which takes perseverance and love, compassion, and patience. That's why we celebrate caregivers. Their love of others is a tremendous benefit, not only to the people they care for, but their example is a benefit to the world. But what does a caregiver look like? According to a 2004 study, the typical caregiver is a 46-year-old woman who works outside the home and spends more than 20 hours per week providing unpaid care to her mother. But we know that the word typical is merely a generalization, and it doesn't reflect the full spectrum of caregivers. I know caregivers who are parents to an adult child with disabilities, people caring for a spouse with dementia, sons and daughters caring for their aging parents, siblings caring for other adult siblings with disabilities. The spectrum of caregivers is broad and diverse, unified by the task of helping their loved one. And so one other reason that we celebrate caregivers is because the work of caregiving is hard. We celebrate their dedication because they work hard every day to provide care for their loved ones. Family caregivers provide, on average, 24.4 hours per week of caregiving. Now that's according to a 2015 study. And in that same study, one quarter of caregivers provide over 40 hours per week. Pair this with the fact that the majority of caregivers are also employed full-time, and you can see quickly how hard this can be, just in terms of time management, let alone the emotional impact of caregiving. But our present circumstances, are the peculiarities of the moment, they have me thinking about what our current roles in society are. The very fact that the way in which you are participating in this worship service is by reading or by watching on a screen or by listening on the phone, it shows the ways in which our world has changed over the last 8 months. Our lives have changed. Our roles have changed. We're isolating ourselves from our neighbors and from our loved ones. We're expending significant mental and emotional energy to keep people safe. We're upending our routines and our practices. And why are we doing this? Because we're trying to care for each other. This pandemic has, in many ways, made all of us caregivers. Now, it's important, I don't want to make it seem as if I'm minimizing the work of family caregivers, especially knowing that during a pandemic, the work of caregiving has only become more complicated, more difficult, more complex, and more burdensome. And so if you are a family caregiver during this pandemic, thank you. God bless you. God be with you. But in a lot of ways, we are all caregivers right now. We've all taken on some of the aspects of caregiving. So it's seen in the ways that we stay inside to make sure that we can tend to the health of others. It's seen in the ways that we've adjusted the work and lifestyle patterns in order to provide constant care for our neighbors. It's seen in the ways that we've adjusted our expectations for the future, put plans on hold, and changed our outlook to be one of greater flexibility. We are always called to care for our neighbors. God wants us to care for our neighbors. That's frankly one of the two big things we need to do. Love God, love neighbor. But now, more than ever, we are in an absolutely acute position to do so. Now, one of the significant areas of overlap between caregiving in normal times and living in pandemic times is the ways in which our stressors manifest themselves. The Mayo Clinic lists the following as symptoms of caregiver fatigue: feeling overwhelmed or constantly worried, feeling tired often, getting too much sleep or not enough sleep, gaining or losing weight, becoming easily irritated or angry, losing interest in activities you used to enjoy, feeling sad, having frequent headaches, and abusing alcohol or drugs, including prescription medications. Now, UCLA Health outlined a list of symptoms of pandemic fatigue, and listen to these symptoms and think about how they may overlap. Feeling edgy or nervous, are unable to stop racing thoughts, eat or sleep more or less than usual, snap at or argue with others, have trouble focusing, lack motivation, and withdraw from others. Have you felt those? I know I've had a number of those over the course of the last 8 months. Feeling edgy or nervous, racing thoughts, eating, sleeping more or less, snapping at people, arguing, withdrawing. These are all things that I think we can identify with. And then you add in a spike of alcohol and drug abuse over the past 8 months, and you can very clearly see the ways in which our culture at large is mirroring the stresses and strains faced by caregivers. Right now, we are all caregivers, and we are all prone to the stressors that caregivers face. Now, understanding this is a big first step. Admitting that things may not be okay, then taking an assessment of how we are feeling, that's a really great first step. And while none of us have faced pandemic fatigue before now, there are plenty of resources that we can turn to for caregiver fatigue. As a first step, you can look for resources to help equip you to manage in this time. One very helpful resource is the Family Caregiver Alliance, an organization that's dedicated to providing support and advocacy to family caregivers. You can find that at www.caregiver.org. Their resource section is deep and detailed and can be so helpful for all of us during this time. One of their resources, Caregiving 101, outlines what they describe as the IRS steps of caregiver self-care: information, respite, and support. In the information step, in that first step of IRS, they say that early in caregiving, this is when you are least informed. This is the quote. This is when you are least informed about what's needed and expected, and when you feel the most insecure and uncertain. So think back to those early months when we didn't know what was happening with the pandemic, when we didn't know how to keep ourselves safe, when we just didn't know. As knowledge of the virus emerged, so too did our comfort with knowing what or what wasn't high risk. Knowing what the symptoms were, knowing more about how to navigate this new reality. Doing the research to learn more helps to alleviate the pressure on ourselves to know everything. By knowing some, we can be more comfortable moving in this world. When it comes to respite, the Family Caregivers Alliance says, caregiving is often a 24/7 job, and everyone needs a break sometimes. Getting away can give you perspective and remind you that there's a world outside. Taking a respite break from caregiving can give you a chance to connect with others, share, laugh, catch up, renew. In the pandemic, our opportunities for respite have become more limited, but there are still ways to find that respite we need. So what restores your soul? Take some time and think about it. Where have you found respite in the last 8 months, and how can you pursue more of that? And perhaps most importantly, in the IRS steps, there's support, about which they say, you can't do it alone. And like respite, getting support for your caregiving situation will help you take better care of yourself. The longer you are a caregiver, the more isolated you can become. We are 8 months into this. 8 months. We can't do it alone. We can't. We can't do this in isolation. And I know that a lot of people are tired and tired of the digital communication, but Zooming, telephone calls, writing letters, socially distanced visits, if the weather permits, if you've got enough hats and scarves. These are things that can help us. And I will say, regarding this point of support, there is someone at this church who wants to help you. There is somebody in this family, in this church family, that will be there for you. I know reaching out for help is hard, and asking for help is scary, but we're here. We are in this together. We can support each other. So send me an email, call me, get in touch with somebody from the church. Reach out to the deacons or the elders, or look in the directory and just find a name you know. And finally, on this point, if you have the means and the opportunity, seek professional counseling, even if you don't think you need it. Ask your insurance what's covered, and maybe you'll be able to find that you have some coverage. I think behavioral services has been provided free at times during this pandemic, so I think it's worth looking into. Now, there are tons of other resources, and I'm glad to share with you anything and everything that we have. Please ask me, and I can share links and details and information. And I will also pass on this universal advice. Anywhere this conversation comes up, you see this advice. Eat well, sleep 7 to 8 hours, and move your body and exercise as you are able. Those are three very key things. And there's one more key thing to remember. But you, Israel, my servant, Jacob, whom I have chosen, the offspring of Abraham, my friend, you whom I took from the ends of the earth and called from its farthest corners, saying to you, you are my servant, I have chosen you and not cast you off. Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be afraid, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my victorious right hand. Remember that. We are called to persevere. We are called to be brave. We are called to be these things with the faith that God will uphold us. When things are bleak, when the fatigue of whatever trial and tribulation comes at us, we are called not to be afraid. I will strengthen you. I will help you. Our burdens lighten in these promises of God's presence. Now, does this mean that life becomes easy? No, it does not. But it does mean that whatever we face, we do not face it alone. God reminds us that we have help, and that God is our help. So we turn to God. We use the gift of knowledge and intellect and wisdom to become informed. And in becoming informed, we fight against our own sense of insecurity. We fight against our own ignorance, and we are freed to make wise decisions. We turn to God to see the example of Sabbath. And in finding our own Sabbath, we find the respite we need to persevere. And most of all, we turn to each other, to one another, the gift of the beloved community. God helps us in all things, equipping us to be brave and strong. Let us welcome that help as we continue the work of being caregivers for one another. Let us pray. Holy and gracious God, we give thanks for the strength and help you provide. We pray that the yoke may be lifted and the burden may be lightened as we walk through this. We give thanks for the caregivers, for those who care for us, and we pray that we may be caregivers for your peoples, for your nation, for your world. Walk with us as the stressors of caregiving mount, and help us to seek help. Amen.